Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Hello and welcome, brave listeners. With open arms and hearts full of love and laughter, turn the lights down, sit back, and relax. We'll all share the fun, frivolity, and a few other F words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you have discovered Shortwave Kitsch. So let's start tonight like we do every night. Let us lift our voices for you in song. The music of the night drifts from the airwaves right into your ears. Purveyors of tunes and tones, take it away.
There are many stories about men in the Old West, but this isn't a story you take never heard. It's about a man and his horse, and about a man and his lady, same man. About a man and a horse and his lady, about a man on his horse along with his lady in the Old West. But it's a story you ain't never heard about a man. There was a man on the plains, riding a horse with his reins, chasing the cows here and there and everywhere. This man had a lady at home, sitting at home all alone. He dreamt of her face every night until morn. The worst day of his life. The man came to town one day, shouting and screaming away. Hey-o, hi-o. My wife is dead, he said, and my horse has been shot and bled. Hey, oh, hi, oh, me, oh, my, oh, someone, oh, please help me. Someone, oh, won't you please help me? But no one would heed old Amos's bellowing. Tain't no one really liked him all that much, you see. So, no one listened to his cries. He wept till the day that he died. But they say you can still hear him call. So the story goes. Hail.
They say that all you need to be a cowboy is guts and a horse. But what about all the others living on the open range? We'll find out together after a word from our sponsor.
My back is killing me. I've been scraping and scrubbing all day, and things still aren't spick and span. Why, oh why, won't things get clean like I, or more importantly, my family, want and need? Won't someone help me?
Your wish is my command!
A genie!
That's me!
Are you here to help me?
I would love to help, but it's not just me who's here to help you. I've been sent by the genius mastermind behind so many fine products.
Who? Who?
Oh, don't you know? It's Dr. Clutterbuck!
Dr. Clutterbuck?
Dr. Clutterbuck! He's chemically engineered the most perfect polishing product you or your merry wives of the neighborhood have ever used.
That's music to my ears.
And more importantly, fantastic for your flooring, or your bathroom tile, or any item in the household that needs to sparkle and shine.
Dr. Clutterbuck has done that?
Dolores?
How did you know my name?
I'm a genie! You said it yourself.
Oh, right.
Dr. Clutterbuck has given us this.
Is that magic?
Almost, but not quite. I present to you Dr. Clutterbuck's not quite sorcery solve and scrub.
Ooh, tell me more.
From the mildewiest of grout to the grimiest of floors, nothing gets your home cleaner.
That sounds otherworldly.
Nothing mystical about how well this cleans.
What's in it?
This incredible product is on the razor's edge of modern science. Ever heard of a miraculous allurement known as trisodium phosphate?
That sounds like it has three times the amount of sodium of your leading competitors, right?
Sure. Why not?
Yay!
You can bleach out the cement in your driveway.
My hubby will be so excited when he gets home.
You can wipe the dirt right off your home's aluminum siding or brick facade.
Home is where my heart is.
You can even degrease your pots and pans.
The kids love to eat. And eat. And eat. Oh, God, they never stop.
You okay?
Oh, yeah. But will it hurt my hands?
As long as you're wearing Dr. Clutterbuck's impenetrable plastic gloves, nothing can stop you.
Sounds like a dream.
It truly is.
What does it smell like? Lavender?
No, no, don't smell it. You need a mask. That's not ideal. But like she said, this product is a dream. I'll just put this pillow under her head, as if by magic. And make sure the front door is locked behind me. Sleep well, Dolores.
The Not Quite Sorcery Salve and Scrub. Another amazing release from Dr. Clutterbuck. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. There was a time when men were men and the West was wild, when spurs and lassos were a way of life. Giddyup Gulch was an oasis to those sunburned yet hardworking people that chose manifest destiny as a way of life.
Hey, y'all!
Welcoming each and every God-fearing red-blooded man into town is Prudence Beaumont.
That's me! If you didn't know before, you sure shootin' know it now. Come see me and my gals down at the Scratching Post. We'll care what ails you.
While small, the traffic flow in and out of this tiny borough makes it a prime target for those with big ideas and even bigger bank accounts. On one side, a railroad tycoon that wants to run a line right through the town. On the other side, a gold prospector that's convinced the only way to find auric riches is to dig the town up. Who will save the day?
That's where I come in.
Meet Lucky Allman.
Howdy, folks.
Allman is an everyman, a simple country boy who lived on the wrong side of the law for most of his life. He's turned over a new leaf.
Aw, shucks. 'Twas nothing as impressive as all that now.
Together, along with their merry band of brothers...
And sisters.
Sure. Together, they'll defend with life and limb what they built and swarmed to protect.
Who's with me?
To the ends of the earth, Miss Prue.
While some prefer a gathering shindig or hootenanny, others can't resist a hog-killing time. Tonight's tale of the Wild West, getting the banditos back together. When we last left the residents of Giddyup Gulch, they were fighting a power much bigger than themselves, bad guys with money, but there just might be a lawman in town. A carriage approaches, but is stopped for nefarious purposes by contemptuous criminals.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay calm. Today's robbery will not take long, and no one will have an extra hole in them before this transaction is completed. If you'll place your valuables and whatnot in this sack, we'll be on our way, and you can be on yours.
But before the desperado can depart with the carriage's chattels, another shadowy figure approaches.
Wouldn't get used to having these belongings, or your freedom for that matter.
Yeah, who's gonna stop me?
Me, that's who.
Who are you?
Name's Ranger. Ranger Fox.
Your name is Ranger?
Well, no.
Well, then what's your name?
I don't know if I want to say now.
Well, if you're wanting me to take you all serious-like, those beans need to be spilled. Refried or not.
Fine. It's Cornelius.
Your name is Cornelius?
Now you see why I call myself a ranger?
It only makes sense, you being a ranger and all.
I'm not a ranger. Just a sheriff around these parts, new as I may be.
So you're a sheriff named Cornelius, but nicknamed Ranger?
It's not as confusing as all that. It's just, you know what? You can tell it to the judge. Reach for the skies and let me see them ten of them pudgy digits.
Oh, I've been working out, but fine.
It's okay, folks. You're safe now.
Back at the body house, known as the Scratching Post, Prudence meets her rough and tumble group of gals.
Oh, Miss Momma, what are we gonna do?
Girl, call me Prue. You don't see me calling you Miss Fairchild, do you, Marion?
No, ma'am.
Now that's settled, what are you squawking and a-squealing about?
The town is under siege.
There's been some trouble, but...
It's more than that. Varmints have been attacking and stealing from everyone left and right.
It's gotta be those two lousy yellow-bellied mudsills trying to take the entire piece of our little piece of heaven.
Sure, that's true, ma'am.
Well then, what did I tell you when you started working here?
Don't accept an IOU.
Okay, sure, but what was the second thing?
You'll always have our backs.
From the bed frame to the floor, I'm someone to ride the river with, honey.
You got a plan?
Don't I always?
Before those words could fall to the floor, Mossy LeBeau rushes in with a familiar face in tow.
Just in time.
He was just on the outskirts of town, like you thought.
Well, 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 look what the cat dragged in.
Well, howdy, ma'am.
Good to see you, Lucky.
Good to be sent.
You get my message?
You knows it.
Glad to hear.
Boys, come on in.
This rough and tumble group? Ain't they a bunch to get sore eyes to the siding?
Now, you need me to do the introductions, or are we just good to hop on the horse to clippity-clop our way to justice?
Why not tell everybody who's who? There could be a couple of tenderfoots hanging around that don't know what they should.
Well, you know me. I'm Lucky, Lucky Allman, and this is my partner in crime that's not quite illegal, Cleveland.
Heavenly figs! You know I'm here and rearing. I'm always ready for any and all sorts of shenanigans.
I know you are, Cleveland. Then, we have one of the sharper shooters in this here parts. A better man with a fast gun you ain't never met. Goes by the name Eugene.
Pleasure to meet you. Eugene, was it?
Oh, sorry, Miss Prue. Eugene has a terrible head cold. Can't phonate nothing too good right now.
Terrible to hear. He certainly looks like someone who could turn words into gold.
Certainly is, ma'am. He talks real good, like.
Don't forget the twins now, Lucky.
I couldn't if I wanted to. These two strapping mountains of men, these are the mute twins.
Mute, you say?
I have to say, they can't speak for themselves, ma'am.
They cause it aphasia.
Right. Diplasia.
Not quite, no. It's aphasia.
That's what I said. Appalachia.
Nope, aphasia.
Apes in Asia.
Aphasia.
Acacia.
Aphasia.
Cicada.
Aphasia.
Venezuela.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to repeat after me.
Aphasia.
Aphasia.
Hamburger.
Nope. I thought we were headed right toward that time and circled back to completely and utterly wrong.
Anywho, these two are the roughin', toughin', tootest of the world. They are silent and deadly.
You five think you're up to the task at hand?
Did you ask me? I mean, us to help you.
I certainly did.
Then I don't rightly see any good gosh darn reason that we shouldn't move heaven and heck to do whatever needs doing.
I am thankful to the Lord every day that I have you on my side, Lucky.
But a not yet well-known ranger sauntered in through the swinging doors at the entrance of the cat house.
Need something, mister?
I'm here to help you with what you need.
Is that right?
Or should I be talking to the gentleman instead?
I do just fine verbalizing on my own.
Well then, ain't that lucky?
Well, you seem to know me, mister. Don't seem to recognize you at all. Care to do the clarifying?
Name's Ranger Fox. I'm the new sheriff of town.
You're a ranger and a sheriff?
Nope, I'm the sheriff. Nickname's Ranger. You know what? Doesn't matter.
Okay.
But your reputation precedes you, Lucky. Former delinquent.
Current repentant.
Turning your life around.
Might not be able. Just trying all the same.
This town, it needs to be cleansed.
Well, that's exactly why I'm here.
That's why I'm here, actuality. Sent by those who actually respect law and order.
Well, is that so?
Said that I was to put everything and everyone in their place.
Well, then if and that didn't happen?
Said to clean up. That could happen by water. That could happen by fire. Do you know how something is cauterized?
I don't rightly know the meaning of that there
particular... It means if you need to seal a wound, you do so with heat. Sometimes you amputate, then you seal that stub with heat. Get it?
Ouch!
Thought that might bring you some understanding.
Are you threatening us?
Oh, whoa, nothing of the sort. But it looks as if you got business with each other. I best be getting back to work. Lots of unwanted elements around these parts. Good day, ma'am.
Hey, I'm a man, and you'll talk to me as such.
Lucky, I think he meant me.
Oh.
Afternoon.
I don't trust that man as far as I could throw my mama. And she had a thyroid issue.
Well, it's... Sounds like we're still good to go to plan.
We might be beating the devil around the stump, but I don't see any alternative.
I think that's a yes, so I'm gonna go do that.
Even though there was trouble afoot, before Lucky could even stop the rumpus, Fox foiled his plans at every turn. Whether the bar was being robbed...
You can stop in for a drink, but when you hold up a fine establishment like this...
I'll take it from here, Lucky. Thought you gents might have heard. Alcohol is better than tears, but far better than the steel bars you'll be behind.
At the general store...
Should have thought about what deeds you were just about.
I'll take it from here, Lucky. Guess you gents be getting your prices checked. Behind bars.
Even at the local church.
How could you even consider holding up?
I'll take it from here, Lucky. Boys, the Lord giveth and the Lord putteth you behind bars. Thanks, Lucky.
Brokenhearted and with his tail between his legs, Lucky corrals his coterie of kooks to give them the bad news.
Hey, y'all.
Howdy, Lucky.
I'm specking you know why we're back together again.
Not so sure, cowboy.
Ranger Fox seems to have everything under control. Much as I don't trust him, the results speak for themselves. He's done what we set out to do.
They're better we's than us's.
Seems it.
Oh, come on, Eugene. No, you stop it. You know if you start tearing up, I start to too.
It's always nice to know that a cold-blooded monolithic killer can feel something. Well, boys.
Yeah, Lucky.
The end of the road is here. Dismount and walk off into the sunset.
Well, when you ride off into sunset, you know, supposing you should just stay on your horse and just keep going and all.
guessing you're right. Cleveland, Eugene, Silent, Deadly. I'm better for knowing y'all. Till next time.
Devastated and beaten, Lucky visits Prue to share his bad news.
Again, Prue, I'm sorry.
Lucky, the town's still standing, that's all that matters.
All I wanted was for you to be safe and happy as well.
I'm both of those things.
Then my work is truly done?
You're not leaving town, are you?
Soon. Maybe.
That's a crying shame.
Say, Prue?
Yes, Lucky?
There's one thing that's been bothering me for some time now. A question.
Will you tell me what's itching that brain of yours?
What is it you do here?
Here?
Yes.
At the scratching post?
Yes'm.
You mean you don't know what takes place at a no-tell motel?
Nope.
A den of iniquity?
Not a clue.
A house of ill repute?
Nothing at all.
You've seen all the gentlemen callers coming in and out, right?
Sure enough have.
And you've noticed all the scantily clad gals that work here?
Of course.
Weren't you ever confused about what everyone does there?
Well, you know me and curiosity.
You know about the oldest profession in the world?
Accountant?
Not quite. Let me think about how best to describe the business. Can I follow up with you at a later date?
I can't wait, miss.
On his way home, Lucky stumbles across some very important information.
You sure tain't nobody coming?
Worry about nothing, you hear?
Fine. Why are you here?
Time's come to pay up.
You'll get your money.
I want it now.
That wasn't the deal.
Deal's changed. Old deal was we pretended to rob people. You arrest us, then you put us in the paddy wagon. You dropped us off in the middle of the desert with no consequence whatsoever. Money follows soon after.
Seemed like the deal's the same, actually.
We ain't waiting no more to get paid.
Unbeknownst to the bandit, Lucky snuck up behind him and thumps him over the head.
And that takes care of that.
How much of that did you hear?
Wildly more than you'd expect in this here open public area, if I'm being honest.
Then I'm sorry that it has to happen this way.
Ranger targets Lucky, dead to rights.
Don't I deserve more than being put down in an alley like a dog?
Suppose you're right. What'd you have in mind? Quick draw? High noon?
I was hoping for something less violent. Poker, maybe?
I like my idea better. So we're just gonna go with that, all right? But hey, your friends better not show up. No funny business.
High noon rolled around, the clock face all too quickly. Lucky and Ranger met face to face.
You know the rules?
Count to five.
Then shoot. That's it. Easy as can be.
Said your say.
Count to five, bang. Then you bleed out, staring at the clear blue.
You don't know that.
I don't, but I'm using all kinds of context clues.
You gonna talk all day or you gonna shoot?
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Ranger fires early, but Lucky lives up to his name. The bullet strikes his gun instead of his being. It goes off, and Lucky's bullet flies here and there. There and here. To and fro. High and hike. Until it finally hits Ranger right through the chest.
Gotta be kidding me.
A single tear rolls down his cheek as his body falls limp to the ground.
Wow! I thought that was going to go much differently.
Back at Prue Beaumont's bordello, our unlikely group of heroes commune and quietly carouse in celebration of a job well done.
You did it, Lucky.
We did it. All of us, together.
And the bad guys are on their way to jail?
Well, funnily enough, the same wagon train that old mutton puncher set up, it was the same one we sent him packing on. Back to the same lawman who'll try to convict him for all the wrongdoings he's been doing.
Lucky, I don't mean to be a stick in the mud, but weren't those men driving the criminals back to the judge the same ones that were hired by Gilton Flax?
Maybe.
That may not be the last time we set eyes on his steely stare.
Well, suppose not.
Steel, great work.
Thank you, lady.
I'm no lady, Lucky.
To me, you are. I guess that's the end of this chapter, if not the book.
Certainly seems like it, don't it?
Well, always feels like we're up against an earth-shattering world-ending event. But everything gets wrapped up in a tidy bow in a short period of time. Why do you think that is?
I suppose that's just the way things are in this crazy world. Hey, Lucky?
Yes, Prue?
Would you like to get a drink sometime?
With you?
A drink. With me. Yes.
Like water?
Water's good, but maybe something stronger would be nice, too.
Like apple juice?
Or we could just eat.
I like eating.
Don't we all?
I eat.
Really?
Every day.
That's wonderful to hear.
Giving you the facts is all, Prue.
I love them facts, Lucky, but there's something I've been meaning to discuss with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, for a long time now.
Yeah?
There are these feelings I got inside me, Lucky.
Well, it's not healthy to hold them up all in you. Best to just let it out.
It's such a relief to hear you say that.
I'm always here for you, Prue. Let it out.
Love.
Just then, Mossy LeBeau, one of the ladies of the night, gainfully employed by Prue at the scratching post, rushes through the swinging doors to deliver disappointing news.
Help! We need help right now!
Mossy, honey, what is it, girl?
I need someone to come quick, like. The bank, it's being robbed.
Lucky?
Already on the way, Prue.
I knew you would be.
But Prue?
Yes, Lucky?
You said love. What do you love?
There's a list of things I love, Lucky.
Want to unpack that?
A bank robbery. Bad guys with guns threatening to kill people. Hello?
Yup. Coming. Got it. Duty calls, ma'am.
Go save the day, Lucky. Because at the top of the list of things I love, it's you.
That is so sweet.
Oh, Cleveland. How long have you been there?
Don't know. Fell asleep in a corner about, 20 minutes ago? Don't worry. Your secret is safe with me.
That's mighty white of you, Cleveland.
Ain't nothing but a thing. I've been drinking whiskey. This entire day will be watercolors tomorrow.
We have got to set a rule about over-serving here.
If you ever hear the terrorizing trots of a creep on a colt, if you ever fear the muzzle of a reprobate with a rifle, if you ever run into a scoundrel with a scheme for disaster, Prudence Beaumont and Lucky Almond, alongside his band of misfits and mercenaries, will make sure you're protected.
Dirt tootin' we will!
Whoa. Where did you even come from?
Corner. Sleeping again. You got a horse I can borrow?
A horse?
You know, to get home, this ain't the safest town.
But aren't you here to protect us?
A day off. You know, gotta rejuvenate the old brain pan. Plus, whiskey.
I'll see what I can do in a minute.
Okay.
But for now, the show must go on so it can end.
Well, I don't mean to make you pause. I'll just be over here until we can absquatulate from the premises.
Until we meet each other on this crazy dirt road called life, cowboys and cowgirls, then we'll get together and have a hog-killing time. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we can't leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We just all smile and sigh. So we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter, the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part. It's such sweet sorrow.
And so for now we say,
one, two.
Until next time, we'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.